Aloha from Hawaii. I'm Lucky, sending you light and peace from the heart of Hawaii. I'm excited for you to hear a question from Scott, a listener from Portland, Oregon. Scott asked me about work-life balance. Ugh, such a tricky thing for so many of us trying to fit everything in. I offer some ideas for solutions. Here we go.
Hi, Lucky. I'm Scott from Portland, Oregon. I've got a question about work-life balance. I find myself swaying back and forth on the work-life pendulum. How can I maintain a healthy balance of work and life?
Scott, thank you so much for your question. My basic answer is tenacity. Keep working toward work-life balance. Don't give up. You will get there, or at least closer to there. I don't know if any of us will ever maintain long-term work-life balance. I don't know if that exists. But when we chip away at it, we can improve and lead productive and happy lives overall. For some day-to-day concrete suggestions, I suggest setting short-term goals. Start with 3 days. So think about tomorrow, the following day, and the day after that. What do you want to focus on? What's lacking right now? What's on top? Set that for your priority for the next 3 days. Let's say lately that your food has not been awesome. You've been eating junk food or takeout, and you've been getting healthy takeout from delis that offer healthy takeout, but that's not great on your budget. Whatever the issue is with food, you know you need to focus on food, okay? So not for the rest of my life, I'm going to be a healthy eater and I'm going to, yeah, right. How about for the next 3 days? What can you do to fit into your schedule over the next 3 days? If tomorrow's Saturday, you can go to the grocery store with a list. Put some thought together, what you want to eat for the week, what's going to be healthy, what's going to be satisfying within that healthy category. Go to the store, get what's on the list, and if you're of my mindset, you need to stick with the list. Because once I get there, I see all kinds of temptations that are not on my list, and if I get dragged into that, then I end up bringing food home that is not best for me. It's also a good idea to go on a full stomach. If I am in the grocery store on an empty stomach, temptations are screaming at me. If I go when I'm sated after a meal, it's a lot easier to avoid those temptations. That was your footwork for Saturday. Great. Got food for the week. Sunday, food prep. Do your best to make it enjoyable or at least tolerable. I love time in my kitchen, so I look forward to it. But if you don't enjoy time in your kitchen, put on your favorite show, call your favorite person and talk while you're food prepping, put on your favorite music, try to keep it light. If you're new to prepping food for the week, keep at it. Keep practicing. Like everything else, you'll get better with practice. It'll be more efficient week after week. It'll take less time. You'll get into some healthy routines. You'll know what works for you. You'll buy those foods. You'll prep them. Bam, you're ready for the week. Okay, Sunday. Monday. Maybe your goal for Monday is to eat all meals cooked from scratch. So Saturday, you went to the store. Sunday, you prepped the food for the week. Monday, that's your last of the 3 days to focus on food. You commit to sticking with your food plan. You made something for lunch. You brought it to work with you. You get there. Your friends say, hey, we're going out to this restaurant. And you think, oh, that sounds better than the meal I brought. Plus, I get to hang out with my friends. Plus, I get to get out of the office. No. You committed to 3 days of focusing on food. You're going to focus on what you agreed to focus on. You're going to bless your friends. Say, thank you so much for including me. Today, I'm going to go to the park next door, eat the food that I brought, commune with the pigeons, and then check it off the list. Great. And then Monday night, you assess what's on top now. You focused on food, got that rolling for the week. Maybe you have food prepped for the rest of the week. Great. And you're going to do your best to stick with that and shift your focus to another area of your life. Maybe you've been lacking in exercise. Okay, the next 3 days, set some really simple, easy to achieve goals. You focus on exercise for the next 3 days. End of those 3 days, great. I had focused on food, I'd focused on exercise. Now I need to focus on work because I've been spending a little more time on food and exercise, and my work-life balance is out of whack because I've been focusing on life instead of work. That's fine. So for the next 3 days, allow self-care to fall further down on the list. Not that you totally give up self-care. You're not going to go to a total junk food diet. You're not going to not exercise at all, but maybe instead of exercising for a half an hour walk after work, you trim that down to 10 minutes. And then the rest of the day, you allow yourself to focus on work for 3 days. And at the end of those 3 days, you reassess what's on top. What do you feel is lacking? You just keep that cycle up. As you go along, you will hopefully build in some patterns. That's what I've done in my life, and I've worked with a lot of my coaching clients to build in these healthy habits. So when I first started focusing on exercise, it was really challenging because the family in which I grew up, we did not exercise at all, ever. Not even a weekend warrior, not even once in the summer on a beautiful day, hey, let's go on a big long walk. Nothing, nada. Not a thing. No exercise. So when I started trying as an adult to work exercise into my schedule, because I knew that was healthy for me, I knew that I needed to start moving my body. And when I did, it was really hard, but I felt better. I wanted more of that. I wanted to feel better more of the time. It was very challenging. Now, 25 years later, I love exercise. Well, sometimes. And even when I don't love it, I've built it in as such an integral part of my life, such a daily routine in my life. I exercise almost every day, and it helps me. It helps my sanity level. I had been walking the last few days and swimming, but I hadn't walked up a hill. And I need elevation gain. That helps my body. That helps my sanity. So today, didn't feel like doing it. I did it anyway because I've built that habit into my life over the last few years. What you're doing with these short-term goals, it maybe feel like, hey, this isn't even doing anything. What is exercising for 3 days in a row going to do? You're focusing on it for 3 days. You're building it in. And then you're focusing on the other things. Spending time with family, spending time with friends, spending time on pleasure, planning your next trip. And then the next time you plan the next 3 days, oh, I haven't focused on exercise again. Let me bring that back into focus. And then you focus on exercise for 3 days. If you keep on that course over the next year, the next 2 years, the next 5 years, you're going to be an exerciser. It's going to be part of your daily routine. So then when you go to focus on your goals for the next few days, you won't even need to have exercise as your focus because it's just built into your life at that point. So that's what you're doing. You're just built chipping away at it. I suggest 3 days, but whatever it is that you come up with, maybe at the end of every day you assess, and what do I want to do for the next day or the next 2 days or the next week? For me, 3 days feels like enough because if I only focus on tomorrow, I get through tomorrow and then I can slack off again and lose focus. If I focus on 3 days, the first day out, yay, I'm doing this and I meant to do this and it's been on my to-do list. I'm doing it. It feels good. I'm finally doing it. I'm done procrastinating. And then the next day, the novelty's worn off, but I still have some momentum. So day number two, yep, I'm still working on this goal. I'm good with it. Day number three, I'm over it. Really? 3 days in a row of this? I am so sick of this. And then I remember, you know, Lucky, this was a 3-day goal. Let's work on growing up a little bit. Let's work on strength of mind, strength of character, and one more day, and then you can shift to something else. Okay, one more day. So it kind of gets me over the hump, that 3-day cycle. So that's my suggestion to you. Start with 3 days and then figure it out from there. Next suggestion for work-life balance, give yourself some credit for trying. This is really hard being human. working part-time or full-time or multiple jobs or overtime, and then still insisting on quality of life for the non-working hours. A lot of us don't have a lot of non-working hours. We need to sleep. Once we get done with food prep and exercise and meditation and prayer, how much time is left? It's challenging. This is not easy, choosing to live as a healthy human, and you can do it, and you're doing it right now. You're doing your imperfect best. So when you find yourself like you're beating yourself up, you feel like I failed again, I put in too many hours of doing this and I'm lacking in that. When's the last time I even spent time with my friends or just relaxed and chilled out and watched a movie? It's okay. It's okay. I know we're taught not to compare our insides to other people's outsides, but sometimes it can be helpful. So look at other people. Think about other people around the world who have given up, who aren't trying for work-life balance. This man that is in my life, he works in a place, I don't want to give away his identity in case he hears this, but he works in a place that's near me. And I talk to him, bump into him, run, our paths cross pretty often, and just say hello, just friendly chatter. And he complains about his health a lot. He has so many health problems, and I do not see him taking any action whatsoever to improve his health. And it affects his life. He's in pain a lot. And I asked him about his latest health problem yesterday, and he said, oh, that's not hurting, so I'm good right now. And I said, oh, so you made an appointment with the medical professional he had was desperate to get an appointment with a couple days before that. He's like, I'm going to get around to that. And I said, well, this is your Friday, right? You have the next couple of days off. Yeah, but I don't want to waste my days off going and sitting around a medical facility. Okay, so when I start getting down on myself for not being better at X, Y, or Z, I think of him and I think, you know what? I'm glad I'm more evolved as a human or better at self-care or whatever. Yes, I'm comparing myself to him and I send him blessings. It's not meant to be a put down per se. Oh, he's a loser and he should take care of his health. I hope that he does. I hope that he's able to be an adult, call and make an appointment, get the care he needs, and then take the steps he needs to build self-care into his life so that he can be healthier overall. I send him blessings, and it does make me feel good that I'm not him, and I have advanced in my life so that I do have a pretty good degree of self-care and balance, because I could get carried away with self-care, and then I get really stressed out with my workload because I have all these tasks for work and my to-do list for work keeps building up and building up and I'm chipping away at it, but I'm not working down my to-do list as fast as the tasks are piling up. And then I realize, oh, I've actually been doing too much self-care. So with me, I don't know about you, but with a compulsive personality, I can get carried away with, pretty much anything. Scott, thank you so much for the question. A lot of us struggle with work-life balance, and I give kudos to all of us for trying because our lives are better for trying than just giving up. Have heart. I'm doing my imperfect best to incorporate pleasure and fun and friendships and laughter within my work tasks, my self-care tasks, and I send you blessings to keep chipping away at it. Tenacity. That's our key word of the day for work-life balance. Keep going. Don't give up. You're doing great. Keep going. Thank you for listening. That's the best way to enjoy a podcast, you know. Listen. Even more divine guidance can be found at wellnesswithlucky.com, including information about my coaching services and my upcoming online spiritual retreat. Coaching is one-on-one, so you'll receive all my attention each and every week. Together, we can create a doable action plan just for that week to move you out of the darkness of your current struggles and into the light of your future happy self. Another of my offerings is my online spiritual retreats, where you'll receive my support as well as the caring and sharing of a small group of other seekers of light. You would join my Zoom meeting for an hour at the start of the retreat so you can meet everyone. That's where we each say out loud our intentions for the retreat, our goals, the things we want to work on, the thinking patterns that we're asking higher power to change. The retreat itself is individual. You follow the guidelines that I send you. It's all written out, it's easy to follow, which will help you to move forward through each of the 4 hours to release everything that no longer serves you. To conclude, we'll gather on Zoom again for an hour where we each get to share about our spiritual progress. I've got a retreat coming up soon. Join us. Information about my coaching and online retreats is at wellnesswithlucky.com.